yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
The newest Baseball America number one prospect in all of baseball has been announced, and that's Roman Anthony, outfielder for the Boston Red Sox. Of course, Junior Caminero, the Tampa Bay Rays star, had already been designated as the number one, but he's graduated because he's in the major league, so he's no longer considered a prospect. So that slides Roman Anthony to the number one spot, which of course leads us to a great conversation. What is it like to be the number one overall prospect in all of baseball? Well, fortunately, we had someone who could answer that for us. Jackson Holliday makes his return to the podcast. Jackson Holliday, of course, last year's number one overall prospect for the Baltimore Orioles. A run of number one overall prospects, Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, then Jackson Holliday. So Jackson Holliday, coincidentally, is good friends with Roman Anthony, so he could tell Roman Anthony how to handle it, what's what to expect, all of that. And that's the questions that we asked. I got the chance to get together with Jackson Holliday, along with Alex Speer of the Boston Globe. That's the other voice you're going to hear in this podcast, talking to Jackson. And it's a pretty good insight in terms of a very unique position. And then when Jackson's finished, you're going to hear a short conversation I had also with Gunnar Henderson, as we said, who's also lived that life of a number one overall prospect. So I think that it is educational, it is informative, it is entertaining, all the above. All the things that we want on a Baseball's and Boring Conversation podcast. So here you go, Jackson Holliday, former number one overall pick, or I'm sorry, number one overall prospect person, talking about what that life is like. Roman Anthony, if you're listening, take heed.
Rarefied air, right? Not a lot of people in this world can say that. And the fact that you have a friend,
yeah,
you were able to text, what was that like?
It was pretty cool. Obviously pretty special to be able to kind of share that with him. Kind of something that I always knew that he was that caliber of a player, but for him to finally get recognized for it is pretty neat.
So what advice would you give him?
Right? What advice would I give him?
Yeah.
To just keep doing what he's doing. I think he's done a really good job this year. Obviously, now he's killing it in AAA at a super young age, and it's pretty fun to watch and extremely impressive to see what he's done. And excited for the offseason to hopefully he'll come back to the water or get to go down there in Jupiter and hang out with him and train with him. But just texted him this morning, congratulated him, and it's pretty cool.
Did he give like a thumbs up emoji?
He just said thanks, and then my brother's like, "What happened?" I'm like, "Oh, Rome's the number one prospect now." So it's pretty awesome.
When you say he's that type of caliber of player, mm-hmm. explain please. What do you see?
Yeah, it's just an overall. A little bit different than maybe some of the prospects in the past as far as infielders. He's a center fielder that's got extreme power and a really good overall hitter. I think whenever you can be a good hitter and then add strength and power like he has, it's a very special combination.
Is it strange going through pro ball never having taken an at-bat against someone who's younger than you?
I guess I never really thought about it like that. I didn't really know that was a fact.
That's a little thing that you gotta share.
Yeah, it's that's what you prepare for. Now, growing up, I always played up, and I'm sure Roman did as well. And you always play older competitions, so it's nothing too new. But I guess that's a fun fact.
Does anything, you know, what kind of attention is there, like, what comes with being the number one overall prospect?
Yeah, quite a bit, you know. I'm sure whenever he makes his debut, he's going to have to go through certain stuff that I had to. Obviously, it's a thing that you can carry around with pride, being the number one prospect in all the minor leagues. And there's a lot of really good players. And people to think that you're the number one prospect, it means a lot. And it's a really special thing that I get to share, I guess, with him now. And I got to share with Adley and Gunnar. I'd say the advice that I would give him, and I'm sure that I'll be able to talk to him, is just go out and play. doesn't really matter at the end of the day. It's just something cool that I guess you get to have under your name. But I think he's done a really good job of just going out and competing and trying to get up here as fast as possible.
There are expectations that come with it, right? Like,
yeah,
you experienced that at the start of this year and at a time when, you know, everyone's like, he shouldn't produce right? Like, you're a 20-year-old in the big leagues. Like, not necessarily. Is that part hard when...
Yeah, I think it's very challenging, especially for me, kind of dominating, I guess not dominating, but having a good spring training and kind of never having failure in the minor leagues, and you come up here and you expect to do the same thing. Like, if you just told me that I would have hit 300 this year, I would have been like, absolutely, I think that's the caliber of player that I am. And if you told me I'd hit 175 or whatever I'm hitting right now, I'd be like, I don't think so. But I think after the start that I had, I'm pretty happy with some of the runs that I've had, and but yeah, it's wild, you know. You never expect this to happen, but I think for Roman, just to come up here and just play and let everything take care of itself.
Are you a better player now than you were at this time last year when you were being named the number, you know, when you were getting that number one prospect set?
I think a better overall player, yeah. I think I could go down in double A and probably have a better year than I did last year right now. I think I'm a lot better defender than I was last year. Obviously, to be able to come up here and compete on the defensive side is important. And, but yeah, I think I'm a better player than I was now. I just think I'm at a higher level, and I've gone through a little bit of ups and downs that I haven't experienced. And, but yeah, I think I'm a better player.
Does that cause you? I'm sorry. Does that cause you at all to change, like, the player that you think, you know? Do the early struggles that you encountered this year change at all your vision of the player you expect to be?
I don't think so. I think I was talking to Slater on the bench yesterday, and he's just like, in the grand scheme of things, probably going to play 15 years in the big leagues, I mean, Lord willing, and this 200 at-bats is going to be nothing compared to your career. So I think that's kind of the approach that I'm taking personally, and I'm just trying to be in the best position that I can be for the playoffs, and I'm happy with the adjustments that I made pretty recently. And kind of yesterday was the first kind of game that I kind of tried it out a little bit, as far as like a little bit different hand placement. Mm-hmm. Just trying to get back to what I was doing at that early stretch of the second time. So I'm happy with the at-bats that I had last night, and kind of just trying to build off that.
When we were in Baltimore, we had talked about the Mike Trout story, mm-hmm. right? And they actually said that to you, mm-hmm. right? I'm up and down. Does that resonate even more now for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think he ended up winning the Rookie of the Year and hitting like 30 homers. Yeah. A little bit different, but yeah, I mean, that's obviously one of the best players of my generation.
But you could see the sort of like, this is yeah. the difference yes. when you come back.
Yeah, 100%. I think the stretch that I had at the beginning is the type of player that I think I am and will be. So just trying to get back to that. But I think it was very helpful for me to be able to go down and come back up and kind of learn from that.
The last thing for me is that it's sort of, you had said there's a lot that comes with it. I think you said that. So what didn't you see that came with being the number one overall guy?
What didn't I see?
Yeah. Because you're aspiring to that. I mean, it's yeah. not like the be-all, end-all, but everyone aspires to it. And then you're like, oh, I got here, but...
Yeah, I don't... I mean, I think it's just something that... I mean, everyone in the minor leagues wants to be a big league player. So I think, like... Once you get to the big leagues, just like, all right, cool. I was the number one prospect in minor leagues. Now I got to come up here and play in the big leagues. So I don't. I think that's the best way that I can answer that.
No, it's a good one. Yeah, it's good.
If the Orioles were going to lose their stranglehold on number one prospect status mm-hmm. at the end of each of the last 3 years, happy that it's Roman.
Yeah, yeah. I think the style is definitely the caliber of player to do so. But I think if someone's going to take our, glad it's one of my buddies.
It's a nice thing to have, but I would imagine, you know, it's, you just phase it out. I mean, again, what's that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's just really cool having that kind of that accolade of being considered the number one prospect. But, yeah, you just got to continue to go out there and do what you've done. I mean, it's cool being up there, but at the same time, you got to go out there and continue to play because having that number, I mean... it's not going to guarantee that you're going to have success in the big leagues. You got to go out there and continue to prove, continue to work to get better each and every day, because big leagues is hard. I mean, there's a lot of adjustment periods. So yeah, it's definitely something that comes with it, but it's definitely cool to have that.
Was it easier to phase out the ranking stuff as it went on for you?
Yeah, because I mean, I never really bought much into it, because I just try to go out there and continue to be who I am and play as hard as I can each and every day and stuff. And I feel like stuff like that comes with just going out there and continue to work hard each and every day. And kind of, I guess that's kind of a reward for doing it, but you got to continue to go out there and keep working.